Health Beat: What is Restless Leg Syndrome? By Mark McNeese. After experiencing increasing and chronic pain in my thighs, I finally went to see my primary care doctor. His diagnosis? Most likely Restless Leg Syndrome, RLS. I'll admit to being surprised, because I'd always imagined that as causing a visible shaking or twitching in the legs. What I didn't know is that it can be low grade, and it can happen while you sleep. As he explained it, my legs could be twitching almost imperceptibly while I slept, keeping them from resting and rejuvenating. The result is a pain and tiredness that was becoming slightly debilitating. Restless leg syndrome didn't seem to be in the public consciousness until fairly recently, and I was one of those who questioned how prevalent it was. When I first saw drug commercials for it, I thought it might be another of the discoveries being made weekly that require another medication, helpfully manufactured and marketed by the pharmaceutical companies. And then it happened to me. I know what it's like to have an ailment that almost seems as if it's in my imagination. If you're experiencing this, rest assured it's real. For me, the doctor prescribed Ropinirole. It's commonly used for Parkinson's, don't let that alarm you, and for restless leg syndrome. The results were immediate. The pain is mostly gone and began subsiding within a couple days. And a side effect is that I sleep soundly, something that has been an issue for me for years. Nothing I've said is meant as a recommendation or endorsement, except to see a physician if you think this may be a health issue for you. I have not had any adverse side effects, and I am very relieved to finally have what appears to be an answer to my chronic leg pain. About restless leg syndrome. Restless leg syndrome is a neurological disorder that affects millions of people worldwide. Characterized by an uncomfortable sensation in the legs and an urge to move, it's usually accompanied by pain or an unpleasant feeling in the lower leg muscles. Symptoms typically worsen at night, when lying still in bed. People with this disorder often find it difficult to fall asleep or stay asleep due to the constant need to move their legs. Note: this was not a symptom for me, except to sometimes move my legs when they hurt. I've not had a constant need to move them, but more of a slight cramping sensation. The exact cause of restless leg syndrome remains unknown, though some experts believe it could be related to abnormal levels of certain neurotransmitters, chemical messengers, in the brain. Certain medical conditions, such as iron deficiency, chronic kidney disease, and neuropathy, are also linked to restless leg syndrome. Additionally, lifestyle factors like poor diet, inadequate sleep, and stress can all contribute to this condition. Treatment for restless leg syndrome generally includes lifestyle changes such as exercise and relaxation techniques, along with medications like dopaminergic agonists, drugs that increase dopamine activity. Other therapies such as physical therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy may also be recommended depending on individual cases. Copyright Mademark Publishing. Narration provided by WonderVox.